Be on your guard. Gender equality does not get much of a looking in the Bible, so we must make of it the best we can. For me, this requires a firm critical posture between the common mind of Scripture and the knowledge and values of the cultures we inhabit today. In biblical studies, the word critical is not about doubting, but about avoiding simplicity. For most of my working life, I used a Filofax diary. This gave me ample room to make all sorts of notes about people and places and phone numbers and the like. I have been retired now for 20 years, so I claim the right to wander around the past as a journey through my memory. After all, we have all just passed through the season of remembering. In all my adult life, my general administrative competence and dyslexia were managed well by Dorothy, my life partner. She was an NHS trained secretary. More often than not, she could second guess my diary notes before I even finished writing them. But going back a little further into my past, I grew up second in line of five brothers. Three of us experiencing the bombing of Bath. Five grown lads could be very competitive at times, especially on the rare occasions when we had cream cakes for tea and we had to eat all our crusts before the cakes could be eaten. I've also lived through a remarkable period of social history. My life was shaped living through the war. Being inside a house where all the windows and doors were blasted out by bombing while we were still inside. Then having to relocate the very same day. Being taken to grandparents I hardly knew 40 miles away. Then our family shared the home of an aunt with a severe mental illness. Her husband was in the army. And my father was far away building emergency airstrips in East Anglia. My aunt's illness deteriorated so much so that my elder brother and I ended up attending a boarding school Monday to Friday. Just imagine going to boarding school at five during a war. Fast forward a bit. Some years later, I was confirmed as a member of the Methodist Church, along with Dorothy and a dozen other or so teenagers of the Methodist Church in Bath. So as we say, one thing led to another. I began as a local preacher, and Dorothy and I began as an item, and somehow a wider purpose began to emerge. I then spent a year at Cliff College in Derbyshire, not my theological cup of tea, but it certainly helped me sort out who I was and added depth to my journey. However, at this time, I did not have a bigger picture in my plan, but I did follow this time with 2 years as a youth worker in Basildon. Me, an untrained youth worker, arbitrating a youth club 5 nights a week, populated by the old towners and the new towners. Muscular Christianity was often required. Average attendance was 84 an evening, and it ran 5 nights a week. I also found myself playing football for Basildon Town in the then London League. If I scored a goal, it was front page on the news of the Basildon Recorder. My superintendent minister was Ron Gibbons, bless his memory. He managed and tutored me with a very light but wise hand. I never managed to tell him just how important he was to me and that his presence still remains in my life. My first appointment as a minister was in South Wales for 3 years, and then I found myself as a minister of a church in Cable Street, Stepney, said to be a place of real danger in sordid morality. There was a small congregation, plus a soup kitchen, where 50 or more homeless men a week came for on five different nights. It was open for all who wanted to be there. All of this was so full on at the time, but we were young. Our children knew quite a few homeless men before they started school. Bill Mackay, a recovering alcoholic, became one of our babysitters, and I also got to know many of the staff at the London Hospital Emergency Department. Be on your guard does not mean avoiding risk. Being on guard means being wide-eyed. Being a person of faith can mean a willingness to risk for the good of others. The Jesus I began following as a young man had at times led me into numerous difficult situations. My faith has had to adapt and change in the light of the circumstances of my life. Today, a good bit of me is agnostic, but that has in no way caused me to jettison Christianity. The Christianity I absorbed as a teenager is still well at work within me. It has continued to develop over the years. I do, however, mistrust some of the popular forms of Christianity. We must find better ways of relocating the bloodiness of the cross. Remove the cosmetics that hide more than they reveal. Christianity has a cross at the centre of everything, and however much we may wish to decorate or elaborate the cross, we are talking about death. There cannot be resurrection without death. Now that takes a bit of thinking about. Amen.